During his early non-sober periods, Alice Cooper got high with the best of them, but his first time was with the best.
Time for Bocozy's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Should be noted that Alice Cooper has been sober since 1983, but way back in the day, he said, weed was my first drug, and it was with Jimi Hendrix. I'm sitting there after the show. I went to see them, and we were just a little high school band, but they said, hey, come up to the hotel room. And we were sitting on his bed, and Jimmy goes, here, man, and passes me the joint. And I went, okay. Then he puts a quarter in the bed, the vibrating bed, and there was like eight of us sitting on the bed, and he goes, we're on a spaceship, man. And I said, okay. Alice Cooper says his worst drug experience was in his hometown of Detroit. I think it was crystal THC. It was like 4 a.m. I regained consciousness, and I thought it was a Jim Jones thing. Kool-Aid. I got up. I remember it was about 20 degrees below outside. I walked outside just in my shirt just to wake up. When I came back in, everybody was just kind of coming up. It was weird. It was like a Fellini thing. It was so strange. I really did believe that everybody was dead, and I was the only one that survived it. Rolling Stones are said to be working on more songs. They always say that. And Keith Richards always posts a picture of him in the studio. But this time, he did a little video of him in the studio working on a song. Here it is. Doesn't appear that he's working too hard at it, just saying. I mean, it's a Chuck Berry riff. That's Keith Richards. But who can't do that? No offense to Keith Richards. Or maybe he's just warming up. If that's a new Stone song, uh-oh.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.